The United States has again launched air raids on Iran this afternoon after an Iranian missile hit a container ship in the Strait of Hormuz, setting the ship ablaze and leaving a crew member missing. Iran responded to the U.S. bombing last night with attacks today on U.S. military bases in Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, and Oman. Iran says it again considers the Strait of Hormuz closed after a vessel using what it calls an unauthorized route was struck by what it called a warning shot, while the U.S. insists the strait remains open. Middle East expert Stephen Zunis says that while Donald Trump ripped up Barack Obama's nuclear deal with Iran, the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, Trump's agreement, the so-called Memorandum of Understanding to discuss nuclear disarmament, is so vague as to be useless.
In many ways, this is not a surprise at how things have broken down. It does not mean that we're going to go back to full-scale war. I think what we may be seeing is a long, protracted conflict of these periodic flare-ups of ships being attacked, places being bombed, people getting killed, with temporary ceasefires, resumptions of negotiations of some sort, and then falling back when there's a new impasse into more fighting. In other words, we're looking at a twilight struggle that could go on for many months or even longer. And it's going to cause all sorts of problems, obviously, and even putting aside the humanitarian and legal questions, the continuing impact on the global economy of food prices, of fertilizers.
Zunis says that the U.S. and Israel attacking Iran has strengthened Iran's hardline government.
But Trump and Netanyahu's war of aggression on Iran has been a godsend to the hardliners in that country. They were in a worse situation than they'd been before due to the massive uprising and the savage suppression of the pro-democracy movement back in January. But now they've been able to get people to rally around the flag. There are hardline elements that recognize that given the illegitimacy of the regime in the eyes of the majority of Iranians, having an outside threat, being in a constant state of war, is a very effective way of consolidating their power. And these are both the hardline clerics and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, you know, which in many ways has even more power in the country at this point. Outside of Iran's internal politics, it's clear that Iran has been able to develop what you might call a weapon of mass disruption and the ability to interrupt global shipping, and recognizing this new form of asymmetrical warfare with the drone technologies and the like, that even though the damage in conflicts with the United States are grossly disproportionate in terms of things destroyed and lives lost, with the U.S. clearly having the advantage in that category, that Iran has the power to disrupt the global economy, and they plan to use this. And they recognize that they do have this power, and they do have some leverage. One can certainly make the argument they've been overplaying their hand on this somewhat, but in the long game, they really do believe that they have the advantage. Given how many thousands of people of their own citizens they killed earlier this year, they don't really care about the amount of damage that the United States can do.
Stephen Zunis is professor of politics and international studies at the University of San Francisco, where he serves as founding director of the program in Middle Eastern Studies.